You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Friends, Romans, countrymen, it's Stage Direction with Alice Canton.
Morning, Alice, how are you today?
I am positively fizzing.
This is what we like to hear.
I've been seeing a lot of Comedy Fest shows. Last week caught Johanna Cosgrove, played Snort on Friday night, went off at Rangatira, like right to the gods. I had a little creak in my neck having to look up at that steep rake. It was truly fabulous, as well as having an Auckland Writers Festival.
It was cranking this weekend.
I'm averse. I like to Writers Fest and Comedy Fest.
Do it all.
So obviously I'm not just talking into a void today. We are joined by the award-winning given for Guy Montgomery.
Hey.
Hi, Guy.
It's great to join you both. And obviously it's so good to have an award to bring, isn't it? God knows what you would have said to introduce me had I not won an award.
I'd basically left a gap there, Guy, and now I'm like, thank God I can fill it with something. Hey, genuine congratulations to your win, Best of the Fest in Sydney Flash.
Festival.
Oh, my
hey,
gosh.
Thanks so much. It was such a, it was such a shock because I think I was in Melbourne for a month, and that's a long festival when everyone talks about the awards the whole time. And I was in Sydney for like 4 days, and you just feel like you're on holiday and you have to do an hour's work every day. And then so after the fact, you're like, oh, what, you were judging this?
And I was just cruising.
Yeah, you're judging it, and you came on top, which is just, we love to see that. We love a success story. So, you've obviously just come back from an award-winning season at Sydney. You were in Melbourne for the month, and now you're back here for your show. My brain is blowing me crazy.
What a title, Guy.
Thank you. Well, the true story of the title is revealed in the show, but suffice it to say, I may have employed a ghostwriter.
Is it ChatGPT? Because, like, honestly, I will not judge you.
No. Do you know, I'm one of the few folks, I think, who hasn't mucked around with ChatGPT yet. I'm aging quite rapidly into a Luddite.
Yes.
Yesterday I was with Mel Bracewell, and I was trying to make it, I couldn't make it so that my phone would stay, you know how the phones have auto lock? After a minute? I couldn't get to the setting to change the auto lock. And then I couldn't get everyone in frame in a selfie. I don't know what's happening.
You're speaking my language here, Guy. I'm famously terrible at anything with phones.
Yeah,
so.
But I swear to God, I used to be okay. I'm just getting worse.
Yeah, I think that's a part of the gig, right? You're allowed to, and then you're allowed to go, well, if it's technology, I don't know.
But, you know, if I go and stay with my parents and they can't make the TV turn on, I'm still the tech guy. They don't realise.
Yeah.
But you've joined them now.
Exactly. It feels good. I can't wait to enter my curmudgeon era, you know?
What other things will you be pissed off with? Probably noise, just generally.
Do you know, I'm bad with loud cars.
Oh, yeah.
Loud cars and motorbikes really bother me. I get so cross. Oh, my God, I'm such a loser.
Oh, God, look, you're coming into twilight. You've won the award, and now you're just staring gorgeously from your porch out at the at the scary world out there.
That's right.
So you've got this show this week. It's your solo show, but you've also got your Guy Mont Spelling Bee for one night only. Is this correct?
That is correct, yeah. I'm doing it this Friday at 10 o'clock. It's the same venue I'm doing my solo show at Q.
You're setting up camp there.
Yeah, basically.
Back to back.
Gonna pack in and stay there for the week. But I've got, the lineup is insane. I've got Madeline Sami, Chris Parker, Kura Turu Whenua, who, if you don't know, you will. She's like the hottest young comedian in the country. Tom Sainsbury.
Oh my goodness.
Star-studded.
So you've got the, and so that's going to be live. Obviously it's been on TV, but the live version, it's still the same, right? Just banter, getting people to spell
things? It's a bit more lo-fi, obviously, and it's a bit looser, I think, because the TV show's for family. Essentially, it's a 7:30 show, but this is like a later show where, you can put a few Fs and Jeffs in there. You can really let your hair down. And it's nice. I do a bunch of them whenever I do a festival anywhere, and they're like, It's one of the most fun parts of the festival.
It's kind of great to have a framework like that to be able to drop into Fest, because you can bring in really great guests. You can, yeah. And it's a good chance. I mean, lineup shows usually are a great chance to see 6 minutes of someone's material, but yeah, this is like more like you can see the banter, you can see the relationships.
I mean, this is even when I was coming up with the actual shows. I like, because of the spelling nature, everyone gets a turn. Like, I like. It's not just a
everyone's
just elbowing each other out of the way to get a joke out. Like, everyone gets a chance to have a laugh and stuff. So I'm really looking forward to it.
It's democracy in action.
That's right. And I'm a huge Democratic fan.
Guy Montgomery's quite political, I think you'll find.
overtly so.
Yeah, just like literally loves to give people a literal platform to literally speak one at a time. So you've got these two shows, and then, God, do you just take a big fat break, or are you just charging on? Because I feel like you're always busy.
Yeah, sometimes I'm busy. Like, right now, I'm not super busy. Today, for example, I'm going to finish the second season of White Lotus, which I'm really looking forward to.
You are behind,
I just figured out how to get the TV on. I'm doing a small national tour. So I'm going to Hamilton, Tauranga, Palmerston North, Dunedin, Christchurch, and Nelson.
That's small. What's medium to large here? Are we talking...
I guess the whole place.
Oh, yeah.
Small in that, like, it's broken down to weekends, so I'll have my weeks at home.
Oh, that's nice.
And small in that I insisted on doing a show in Palmerston North, and the people appear to be revolted by the very idea that I would do my comedy there.
Oh, no. So they might literally be revolting. You'll get no one turning up to your show.
Well, I booked a 200-seat room, and let's just say 30 of those seats... have very, very slowly sold.
Fantastic. Everyone tell their aunties and palmy to grab a ticket, I reckon.
Please, please.
That's the one. Guy, you must be getting to see quite a bit of comedy as well. Have you been enjoying around the various fests?
I saw some amazing shows. My favourite show from Melbourne, which isn't here, is a guy called Tim Key, who is, before I even started doing comedy, I was just such a tremendous fan of. He had a show called Mulberry, which was beautiful. But I will go more specific for this week in Auckland, because I've been travelling so much. I haven't actually gotten to see as much as I'd like, but there are so many shows I'm looking forward to. Tonight is the opening night of the last week of festival, so all the Billy T shows are on. You've got some amazing nominees. They're Abby Howells, Janae Henry, Gabby Anderson, Maria Williams, and Jack Ansett. Tonight I'm going to see Abby's show. And then I'm going to see Jack Ansett as well.
Awesome.
I'll see the others throughout the week, all going well. Jermaine Ross, who's one of the funniest comedians, he's doing his first show in a few years. He's performing. Paul Douglas, who is like, he's sort of over, I don't know if he's overlooked. He's just like, he's just such a great stand-up. He's such a funny guy. And I'm really looking forward to seeing his show. It's called The Thirst for the Worst. And Kuruturu Whenua, who I mentioned before, is doing some shows out in South Auckland, actually, which is... awesome. The festival doesn't usually spread beyond the CBD, so it's really amazing. She's taken the festival out there, and she's doing, I think she was doing two shows, but they sold out, so she's put on an extra one. But
fantastic.
I really recommend checking her out. I mean, if you just go on the website, there's so many, you'll find something that is for you.
Yeah.
But I'm really pumped up and excited to actually be in the city for the last week of it.
Hard out. So much good stuff happening. You should probably remind us about your shows as well, though, Guy.
Yes.
When, where, who, how, what, why?
Okay. I'm Guy Montgomery, and my show is called My Brain is Blowing Me Crazy, and it's on Wednesday through Saturday at Q Theatre, and you can buy tickets if you use the internet, which I don't, but you can.
As we've discovered.
Yeah. You're allowed to.
Fantastic. Hey, Guy, thank you so much. Alice, thank you so much.
Look, let's all fizz together. We've got 5 days of Comedy Fest that finishes with
Last
Laughs on Sunday at Sky. I think there are still some tickets there. You'll get to see all of a snippet of your Fred-nominated shows, as well as the Billy T noms too. So, and actually, I'm pretty sure it's being hosted by Chris Parker.
Woo-hoo.
So it's great if you want to do a bit of a Grease mega mix there right till Sunday. Go along and check it out.
Fantastic.
Awesome.
Thank you both so much. Have a great rest of the fest. We'll see you soon.
Thank you.
That was Stage Direction with Alice Canton.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.